This is what cowards do. Columbia professor slams university presidents for supporting pro-terror students. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 20, 2023. A Columbia University professor slammed coward university professors over their responses, or lack thereof, to pro-terror student organizations in the wake of the mass murder of Jews in Israel by Hamas. President Manoush Shafiq of Columbia University, you are a coward. Professor Shai Davidi proclaimed, before noting that even President Joe Biden and New York City Mayor Eric Adams had a stronger response to terrorism than the university president. Watch below. Davidi added that the Center for Jewish Life had to go on lockdown, not in Gaza, not in Tel Aviv, but here in New York City, because of this cowardice of the president of NYU, of Columbia, of Harvard. I am a professor at Columbia Business School. I am Israeli, but before all of that, I am a dad, Davidi explained. I have two beautiful children, and I'm talking to you, I'm speaking to you as a dad. I want you to know we cannot protect your children from pro-terror student organizations, because the president of Columbia University will not speak out against pro-terror student organizations. The professor continued. Because the president of Harvard University, because the president of Stanford, because the president of Berkeley, they will not speak out against pro-terror student organizations. Last Saturday, 14 U.S. citizens were kidnapped into Gaza with 200 other Israeli, French, German, and other nationalities. 14 citizens of the U.S. are right now kidnapped in Gaza, and yet the president of the university is giving her support to pro-terror student organizations. I have an amazing 7-year-old son. Every night, before I tuck him to sleep, we read a chapter of Harry Potter. And yet, to the students, to the pro-terror student organizations at Columbia, my 7-year-old son is a legitimate target of resistance, just because he's Israeli. Davidi added that he also has a 2-year-old daughter who is considered a legitimate target of resistance. That's what they are selling, he proclaimed. You are allowed to murder and kidnap my 2-year-old daughter in the name of resistance. And none of the presidents of universities all around the country are willing to take a stand. This is what cowards do. The professor then called on President Shafiq to eradicate pro-terror student groups from campus. Where are you, President Shafiq of Columbia University? We are waiting for you to eradicate all pro-terror student organizations from campus, he yelled out. Last week we had thousands of students chanting pro-terror. They were celebrating the rape of teenage girls at a music festival in the name of resistance, he said. They were celebrating this. And the president of the university is allowing these pro-terror student organizations to march on our campuses. If my amazing 2-year-old daughter was now 18 years old, I would never, never send her to Columbia, Davidi proclaimed. Not because it's not a great institution, it's an amazing institution, but because I know that she will not be protected there. Because the president of the university allows pro-terrorists to march on campus. The professor then compared the pro-terror student groups to the Ku Klux Klan and ISIS. We would never allow the KKK to march on our campus. We would never allow a pro-ISIS demonstration on our campus, Davidi said. Can you imagine in the city that had to endure 9/11? The worst attack on American soil, can you imagine that here we have pro-terror student organizations? I'm speaking up because I walked onto my own campus, the place that employs me, that is supposed to keep me safe, and I was shivering, he added. I am 40 years old, and I was shivering to come to my own employment. Imagine not being able to go to your work, because your boss does not value your life, because your boss supports pro-terror organizations. Last week, following the mass murder of Jews in Israel by Hamas, a woman beat an Israeli student with a stick outside Columbia's main library, the New York Police Department said. The reaction from pro-Palestine students across the U.S. has opened the eyes of many who are shocked to see how widespread anti-Semitism is on college campuses. As Breitbart News reported, the massacre in Israel, which left more than 1,300 Israelis dead, and also involved rape, beheadings, bodies being set on fire, and kidnappings, has galvanized students across the U.S. into putting on pro-Palestine, anti-Israel demonstrations on their college campuses. One student at Ohio State University even referred to the slaughtering of Jews by Hamas as a resistance movement. Meanwhile, At Harvard, more than 30 student groups issued a joint statement blaming Israel for the recent terrorist attacks against them, declaring, "We hold the Israeli regime entirely responsible for all unfolding violence." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.